So this was a great figure, and a great figure. You could tell by what the person wrote, and I've written some about him on his reaction to the Holocaust, and hopefully we'll have a doctoral student from Israel write his dissertation on the entire work. Another way of knowing a great man is who his friends were. Yeah. And he was very close to Rob Cook. And so I want to quote one thing in this manuscript that I came across. And for some reason, it didn't come out in your you skipped over this page, I think. Yeah. So it'll have to look into it. Anyway.
It's good that we might be filming it.
Yes. So look, we know that this was written after 1946. Now, he had said, this Rob Cook died in 1935. A lot of great people died that year. Sarah Shenira, the Daf Yomi author. And he was trying to figure out why he died that year. And he wrote that, of course, he was so good and so pure and then so tender that God didn't want to let Rob Cook survive to see the Holocaust. He had written this and published it. And then we found this, and he tells he wrote down in this kind of diary the following, that he had a dream. He wrote down that he had this dream, and this was during the war. He's writing after the war, apparently, and he said, during the war, there weren't any boats on the seas at all, and this included the fact that there were no boats from Israel, the land of Israel, to America. And then he repeats it. There was just no way to get from the land of Israel to America. But anyway, what happened is this, that at one night, while I was sleeping in bed, I had this dream, and that there was a knock on the door. And I got up from the bed to see who was knocking on the door. And here was someone I saw walking towards me, and this person was full of joy. And then a great joy fell upon me, because the person standing in front of me was no other than Rav HaGaon, the great genius and tzaddik, and it was Rav Cook standing in front of me in my dream. And he said to me, Rabbeinu HaGaon Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaGaon, this Rav Cook then said to Rizikov, he said, I am wishing that you will be in the Garden of Eden, and that you will be there at the restored temple of the redemption. A great, great blessing of this, but his dreaming. And then he responded, you recall that, and I responded with a prayer that God would allow me to stand in Garden Eden in the temple, but next to Rav Cook. And that's the key.
Yes.
So that's how close he was to, to him.
So you only saw that when you saw these?
That's correct. Because it wasn't in the. And there are some other things in here, and then he talks about some very. In this one, for example, which is a responsa, a group of responsa. He says that someone wrote him a letter about some rabbis during the Holocaust. They were chased out of a city, a group of Jews, and the question was whether one should flee. And so he entered the question of martyrdom. When does a Jew commit martyrdom? And he said there are two things. Look, if it's a matter of your faith, where you have to give up your faith, and he quoted Maimonides and Yosef Kano and some others, and he said, look, it's a matter of your faith. Not only can't you deny it, but you have to let yourself be killed, but you can't run away from it, you can't escape. But he said, this is quite something coming at this time. He said, the Nazis, they were not after the faith of the Jews. Because they weren't like the Christians. The Christians were after the faith of the Jews, so if the Jews converted, they would let them live, but the Nazis weren't after the faith of the Jews. They were after the Jewish race. They wanted to kill the entire Jewish race. And if when that happened, because they were after the body and not the soul, then it was the duty of the Jew to survive no matter what. And this came later, by the way. There was a whole development, a number of people that you mentioned about this instance of Kiddush HaChayim, where you sanctify life itself. And so that's what he's talking about. He said, and when it comes to this and saving your life, everything should be done that you should escape and to be able to survive physically. And why is that? Then he would have taken the next step. And he told the story about the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna was dying on Sukkot, and he began to cry. He knew he was dying. And so he was there, well, why are you crying? I mean, tell us, you should stop crying. He said, I can't stop crying. I'm not afraid of death, he said. What I'm afraid of is that I'm going to die while Sukkot is still continuing, and I will not be able to carry out the mitzvah of the Etrog, the particular religious mitzvah, that's what. And so he said, this is how it is. You have to live in order to carry out the mitzvah, the commands of God. So this is in